Eskom is taking the energy regulator, NERSA, to court. Its argument is that the regulator undercompensated it in awarding the latest tariff hikes as it factored in the 23 billion rand assistance from National Treasury that was announced in the national budget in February. As early as February this year, it was reported that Eskom approached the court to set aside three of NERSA's decisions in respect of clearing amounts for the years 2014 to 2015, 2015 to 2016 and 2016 to 2017. To break down the issues for us, I'm joined on the line by Chris Yelland. He's an energy expert from EE Publishers. Thanks very much for joining us, Chris. So what's Eskom's beef with the energy regulator on the tariffs? Essentially, it seems like a government entity taking on another one.
Yeah, indeed it is. But, you know, everybody and every organization has the right to take administrative decisions on review in the courts. And effectively, that is what Eskom is doing. So the regulator made a ruling based on its calculations and its determinations that Eskom should get a certain price increase. Eskom is saying, no, NERSA, you didn't do this properly. We expected that we asked for a higher price. You cut us back, but we believe that we, you know, we deserve the higher price, and they are effectively taking NERSA's decision on review, and will need to convince the courts that NERSA's methodology was wrong, and that Eskom's view on the matter is right.
Do you think that perhaps the regulator didn't follow its methodology properly, and that perhaps Eskom may have a case?
It's a complex issue and a complex question. NERSA have come out categorically and to say that they are confident that they followed the right methodology, and Eskom have come out and said they followed the wrong methodology. And ultimately, a judge is going to have to decide after hearing all the arguments. Certainly, I mean, the crux of Eskom's argument is they were given a 69 billion rand bailout by government. That is 23 billion rand a year for 3 years. NERSA looked at this, and because Eskom had said that they're going to use this money, you know, to cover operating expenses, NERSA looks at this and say, well, then your operating expenses are going to be 69 billion rand less than what they would have been because of this bailout, and therefore you don't need the price increase as much as you did before, because you're getting this bailout, which is effectively going to reduce your operating costs.
Yes.
So that's NERSA's argument. Eskom's argument is, hang on, we were given a bailout. If you do this to us, you're negating the effect of the bailout, and you're passing the benefit on to the customers of electricity through reduced electricity prices, and they want the benefit to go to their balance sheet and their bottom line and their income statement. And effectively, NERSA is really passing this 69 billion rand through to the customer by a lower than usual tariff increase, or lower than what Eskom applied for. So the economy will get the benefit, the customers will get the benefit, but Eskom are not getting the benefit of the bailout.
Yeah, you've explained that really well. And, you know, rather than going into the more complex side of the issues, based on what you've explained, do you think NERSA should have included the 23 billion rand per year or not?
Okay. If a government has said this 23 billion rand a year is equity that is going to be used to pay back debt, then I think Eskom would be on very strong grounds, because you know, paying back the debt is not an operating cost. But the point is that the ministers at the time, when they gave this bailout, and the Eskom executives at the time, indicated that they needed this money for operational purposes. Now, NERSA's job is to look at Eskom's operating costs and to allow it to recover its operating costs from the tariff.
Yes.
And if Eskom is going to use this money, you know, to pay for operating costs, it means that Eskom's operating costs are going to be lower than what they would have been if they'd not had this bailout.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's all to do with, you know, with how is the money going to be used. I think if it's all going to be used for operating costs, then I think NERSA is right.
Mm.
On the other hand, if it is equity that is going to be used to pay back debt and effectively increase Eskom's balance sheet or improve its balance sheet, then I think Eskom is right. But the reality is, I think this money is going to be used for operational purposes. That's why it was needed.
Okay, let's see what the courts decide. And what about the regulatory clearing account? Very fancy terminology. Just break down that concept for us and explain the issue that Eskom has on that front.
Yeah, look, I think this is something that is just going to confuse listeners even more. But effectively, the way it works is that each year, NERSA looks at the revenue that Eskom has generated and its costs and compares it to what it was stated in their revenue application. And if they have sold less electricity or if they have over-recovered on the cost, then they do a retrospective adjustment of Eskom's prices. But I don't think that really, that is just a mechanism by which the prices get adjusted year by year.
Yes.
I've tried to describe the principles behind why Eskom feels that it was not given the price increase that it deserves and why NERSA believes that they were given the price increase. The RCA mechanism is just a mechanism by which they retrospectively, year by year, look at Eskom's either over recovery or under recovery, and they make an interim adjustment.
Yes, so
it's
now,
a complex measure.
Yeah, no. Look, you explained it perfectly, very clearly. So my question is Eskom disputing that RCA process? That is the amount that they give them retrospectively. Are they also disputing
that? It is. Yes, it is being disputed in other court actions.
Yes,
not this latest court action, but there are some previous RCA awards. That Eskom is disputing. They say that that NERSA is not giving them what they should be getting. It all kind of boils down to what are prudent expenses and what are not prudent expenses.
Yeah, Chris.
In terms of the law, NERSA is obliged to give Eskom its prudent, allow them to recover its prudently incurred expenses. The question is, what is prudent and what is not prudent? And therein lies a lot of argument.
Yeah. Chris, bottom line, is this process, this whole situation, is it sustainable? And, you know, because really, I mean, you know, Eskom is basically saying that they've been shortchanged to the tune of 69 billion rand over the over the next 3 years, essentially. Is it sustainable? Because it's ultimately me and you and everybody else that has to pay for this.
My personal view is that the entire regulatory process is completely inadequate and no longer fit for purpose and needs to be fundamentally overhauled and relooked at from scratch. This is a kind of a throwback to what I call a command and control approach to the economy. The old Soviet way of trying to plan, to have central planners planning electricity system. It doesn't work anymore like that. The regulatory process is far too slow and unresponsive to a much more dynamic and fast-moving electricity supply industry, and the needs of the customers are radically changing. I believe we need to move away from a cost-plus regulatory mechanism, which is what we have at the moment,
yes,
where Eskom is allowed to recover all of its costs through the tariff. That is not putting the right incentives on Eskom, and some people believe the price of electricity is way too high. Eskom believes that the price of electricity is 25% too low. This just gives you the disconnect between in this whole situation, which indicates that the customers of electricity and Eskom are speaking a different language. The regulatory process is not fit for purpose. It's not achieving what it should be achieving. It's not giving Eskom what it wants, and it's not giving customers what it wants. And we need to, I believe, look at a more market-related regulatory process where competition determines the price of electricity and not some regulator. The role of the regulator should shift from the process of setting the prices, in other words, price controls,
yes,
to ensuring that the market operates efficiently and that there is no collusion between players in the market. So we need to move from a monopoly electricity supply industry to a competitive electricity supply industry where competition determines the price and not some regulator.
I hear you. Thanks very much, Chris, for your time. That was Chris Yelland. He's an energy expert from EE Publishers.